bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I get called a name, and it was just something I wasn't expecting.
Prince?
No. See, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but you weren't
Princess?
Expecting it.
No. This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Last week, when I was out, someone called me a name.
Called you what?
A name.
What'd they call you?
Was it offensive? Was it like, hey, little...
No, it was nothing. It was not that bad.
So nothing was, you don't hear in the radio studio every Tuesday morning.
Have we called it you once?
This? No, I don't think either of you have called me this. So,
geez, must be real bad.
So what happened was, I went out on a Thursday night, which I don't usually do.
Oh, you're crazy, mate.
I know. I took Friday off because I had a day in lieu, because I didn't have a day off in January. And so I decided, all right, I had my mate down from Sydney, TK. I think you know TK.
I love TK.
And so we decided to go out to somewhere where I don't usually go because it's a bit of a younger crowd.
Okay.
Because, you know, Thursday's uni night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought Thursdays was over 28s. So that's your night, isn't it?
No, that's not over 28s.
No,
young people go out on Thursday.
Okay, wasn't sure.
When I was young, it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
Tuesday. I used to go out Wednesday.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I guess we're all different times.
Once again, James, that's the other half.
So we were at this bar. They had a DJ going,
mm-hmm.
playing some music.
It was too loud for you.
It was a bit loud. there were young people everywhere, and I was standing at the bar waiting for my drink, and felt a little bit uncomfortable because, you know, just felt like I was not supposed to be there. I was thinking at the time, I don't think I'm missing out on anything, not going out on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And
somewhere in there, you became quite judgmental. Also,
that
it was born judgmental.
Suddenly, whilst waiting for my beverage, this girl reached past me to put a glass on the table, on mm-hmm. the bar, and said, "Oh, excuse me, sir."
Is that the insult, sir?
Sir! She called me sir. Excuse me, sir.
Was she working there?
No. Oh, okay. She was just a punter.
Yeah, you... Oh!
I don't think sir's that bad.
Like, only if you're being addressed by an employee at a hotel or a restaurant.
See, that's
excuse
okay.
me, sir. Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm a person of importance.
Or perhaps if you are in a master and slave kind of situation, then you would use sir.
Well,
wow.
Okay,
that took a sharp right-hand turn.
What's the equivalent of sir, madam, for
yes,
me?
Yes, madam. Would you mind being called madam at a bar?
I have a lot of issues with this.
See?
Actually, because I've told you guys, I'm pretty sure I've said this on air, that, you know, God forbid if I was to die tomorrow, I have a lot of issues with, on the news, them saying a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a 30-year-old girl die.
No!
I don't want them to say, a 30-year-old woman died last night. And I think about it all the time. So can you guys please, like, if anything ever happens to me, God forbid, can you make sure on the news they say a 30-year-old girl?
If they ever interview me, I'll be like, she was a lovely madam.
Yes, sir. Yes. Now I'm thinking about it, James. I totally sympathize.
See? Cannot
Mate,
be called.
Boy.
Boy would be a bit weird.
Excuse me, guy.
What's coming up next, sir?
Let's call him sir from now on.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of creepy.
Yes, sir.
Are you my slaves? No.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Stop yes. it. No, I yes, hate this. Sir. I hate it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.